I see Frankie smiling, and I know why, because I know who's gonna, he's a fear guy, and I know what he's gonna say. Like I said, loyalty is a little bit underrated in fantasy, or overrated.
Welcome back to the Early Fantasy Challenge Podcast. This is episode number 24. Shout out Jack Bauer. And Javi, you know what's exciting about this episode?
Yeah, what's up? What's the thing?
It's the return of Vasiliki Karamouza.
All right, but I thought she preferred Yuli on Friends more than this podcast. I thought she was gone for good. What's up, Vasiliki?
Hey, all. I'm back from the dead. I know you tried to sabotage me on my good weeks, and now you brought me back on my not-so-good week. But I will move past that, and I don't prefer Yuli and Friends more. I love both podcasts equally, so don't try to create a raft here.
I don't think you can really speak about having not a good week when exactly. You look at Javi's score.
Exactly. Yeah, okay.
There's worse, so I'm good with it.
Yeah, I got 80 points less than Frankie and something like 60 points less than Vasiliki. So if we're talking about week, that you have all eyes should point at me. I have 90 points only. Everything went wrong, really. So
Javi, I think we can now put all the trash talking aside and just you can admit that I have the better team.
Yeah, so far you're gonna, out of the three of us, you have, you're something like 100, 225 points ahead of me. I'm 60 points ahead of Vasiliki, so.
Okay, I can still catch up.
I see the sorpasso coming up like very soon. So anyway, it was a great week for TJ Shorts also, right? He was amazing.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the round, of course, because he had 40.7 fantasy points, 38, 37 in PIR.
But he's not the only MVP of the round. Who was the Fantasy Challenge Podcast, private league winner?
Yeah, of course. It was JM Redick, not Redick, with 223.15 fantasy points. I don't know how people keep doing that. Over 220 points. Like, I don't know. I need instructions. Please, someone help me out here. I need to surpass Javi. Please, send help.
The help was there if you had only listened to the podcast last
week. Of course I did.
The most valuable player, fantasy-wise, was Marcus Howard.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't bet on him. Somebody asked me, should I go with Chima Moneke and risk a DNP? And I said, of course no. With this price and the probability of him not playing, and a team that doesn't have that much chance to qualify in the play-in, I wouldn't bet on that.
It's all about getting the most you can for the price of the player, right? You can't compare Marcus Howard to Kendrick Nunn or Sasha Vezenkov. But when he's 7.5 credits, he was 6 point something going into the week. And in a turn one, or I think last week there were three turns, so he was turn two. That's absolutely worth a player that you have to gamble on, because when it works out, it you can cash in big time.
Totally. But the player to gamble on, and I think we'll all agree, there's one main protagonist in this run, which is Filip Petrushev of Crvena Zvezda Meridianbet Belgrade. Zvezda is without centers. Everybody's injured. I even want Mike Down to be back soon. But looks like Petrushev right now should be a must-have player, right?
I think there's a few must-have players, but yeah, absolutely. The funny thing is we spoke about how vulnerable Zvezda would be last week with nobody in the front court.
Yeah.
And then that didn't turn out to be so true. But as I've been saying lately, the most important currency for your players is playing time. And barring foul trouble, Petrushev will get as much playing time as he can handle. And that's what you're looking for in the fantasy challenge. So I think that he's a player that almost everybody will have. And it's a smart move.
I think another must-have player that I really wanted to get but couldn't due to my lack of credits is Shane Larkin, who has been amazing lately. Step up big time, and he's helping FS chances to qualify for the play-in or even the playoffs. I don't know if that's possible, but still postseason. So he costs 14.7 credits. He had 19.1. He has been averaging 19.1 contest points in the last five games. And he also plays in turn two, where we only have three games. So I think that's really important, because if you mess up in turn one, you need to have a good player in turn two to fix a mistake.
I think that one of the things that everybody should sort of keep in the back of their mind when building their team is it's a double week. So you have to think also about round 32. That's in the back of my mind with a bunch of the moves that I'm making. That's why when you go for a guy like Petrušev, because of the playing time, then you don't have to worry about it.
How about playing your former team like Larkin? They play Baskonia just like Vincent Poirier. There are not many good centers out there. Poirier could be a choice. Actually, I signed him this week.
He didn't play in the domestic league against Fenerbahce. So keep an eye on that. And if he's out, then Danon Turu becomes a very attractive option, which is always the case when someone is missing. But Tavares, yes, I really wanted to get him. Of course, he was too expensive for me and I couldn't. I wish I could. I really wanted to get Tavares right now because he has been smashing it in the last 2-3 games.
I will double down on Javi's advice to get Tavares, not the advice to get Vincent Poirier, because I would, in such a short week, if he didn't play yesterday in the, if he didn't play Sunday in the Turkish Derby, then I don't know if we can count on him to make a decision on Tuesday. The other bonus is, as we've been speaking out, Zvezda doesn't have much of a front line. Even with Petrušev, he's not a natural center.
All right, well, we have, a super game coming up, but it's back end of the double round, Olympiakos against Monaco. Spanoulis is coming back to Sef, and he's going to be received like royalty. But given that Milutinov is out, is Mustafa Fall a good choice? I'm talking only about centers, but I feel like it's the most important spot in the game right now.
Yeah, I was not thrilled with the numbers I got from Foul last week, but nobody saw that game coming from Olympiakos against Zvezda. But I think with Milutinov out, that Foul is a player that everybody should give a lot of thought to. There's usually, I'd say, center is a very weak position. It has been for all season. Really hard to get people that you're comfortable with. This week, there's a lot of options that you can get behind. I had Foul last week. I'm keeping him. And, you know, for the price, 10.8 credits, I think that he could deliver a lot.
Yeah, I'm 100% with both of you. I had Mustafa Fall last week. I got him because I thought that maybe that was a good chance for the French center to score big numbers against a depleted Zvezda team, but we all got it wrong. But I'm keeping him this week because Milutinov is out and Olympiakos is playing as well, a former team of Mustafa Fall, and also Geoffrey Lovren got injured in the game against Monaco. So maybe there's an extra avantage there as well.
Lots of injured centers, but let's talk a little bit about point guards. Speaking of players sitting out, Campazzo didn't play this weekend. It looks like he's going to play in the double round. They were saving him for the double round, even when Madrid played a really difficult road game against Unicaja. Any other guard that you like other than Campazzo maybe and Larkin?
I wanted also to get Mike James because I think now it's the time. And you remember what I said at the beginning of the season. He's my guy. But again, he was too expensive. And also he was playing in T1 and I had too much T1 players because there are 6 games on Tuesday. So that made it even more difficult for me to get him. But he's about to be on my team very, very soon, I hope.
I see Frankie smiling. And I know why, because I know who's going to... He's a Theo guy. And I know what he's going to say.
No. I am a Theo guy. But no.
Oh.
Do you remember who the MVP of the EuroLeague was from March last year?
I don't remember.
March from last year? I don't remember either.
Okay, I'll tell you in a second. Do you know who the MVP of your league for March 2023 was?
Wade Baldwin, yeah.
Wade Baldwin! It's time for Wade Baldwin. It is the end of March. It is Baldwin time. He is healthy. It's a good week for them. They've got some attractive matchups. Wade Baldwin is my guy this week.
I traded to Wade Baldwin because I had him on my team last week and he didn't perform as I wanted. So he's out. I'm sorry.
No, you will be sorry after this week when he puts up big numbers.
Maybe. I don't know.
Look, Wade Baldwin's an outstanding player. We don't know exactly the situation with Nigel Hayes-Davis, who sat out the Derby of Istanbul. It all lines up for Baldwin to have a big role this week. This is his time of the year. And they are one of the teams that has that extra day's rest. So I think they could have 2 high-scoring games, first against Paris, then against Baskonia. I think it all lines up for Wade Baldwin, who is 11.6 credits. So I highly recommend him if you're looking for another guard.
All right. Well, like I said, loyalty is a little bit underrated in fantasy or overrated. The forwards, we haven't talked forwards. Sorkin is playing really well, and Frankie has been recommending him for weeks and weeks.
Yeah, from the beginning of the season, I always said if playing time opens up, if anybody is hurt, then you need to jump on Sorkin, and they've been really banged up with two guys out, with Jalen Horde and Haciel Rivero. So it's opened up a lot of minutes, not just for him, but another guy who's played really well. It's Trevion Williams. So as the season goes on, four games left, Maccabi has less to play for. It becomes risky. That is, by the way, the only reason I don't have Theo.
Yeah, I agree. I had Trevion Williams on my radar for this week. He has been scoring 14.4 fantasy points in the last five games. He had a double-double against Hapoel Holon, a comeback win for Maccabi in the domestic league. Also, Panathinaikos lost both of his small forwards in the game against Alba. First, it was Jerry Osman, and then it was Ioannis Papapetrou, who twisted their ankles. So I don't think none of them is playing at the first game of the double week. So maybe there's a change there for some big guy from Maccabi.
But with those guys out, what do you think about Road Nun against Maccabi in Belgrade?
Yeah, I think he will have a good game. He must have a good game. He will play a lot. I think Ataman will play a lot with three guards. But yeah, I think Nun is still in the fight for the MVP of the year. So he's trying to get some numbers.
All right, well, let's go on and take a look at our teams, shall we?
Yes, trades. Frankie, do you want to start with your trades?
Absolutely. So because it's a road game, I had to say goodbye to Home Nun, and I cut Road Nun. And I also said goodbye to Vladimir Lucic and Jonas Voigtman, two guys from Bayern Munich, and Coach Mateo. And in are, of course, Wade Baldwin, Mr. March, Filip Petrušev, Daniel Theis, who we were talking about centers before. I only got rid of him last week because of the injury scare, but I think that he's a player that almost everybody should be considering a center going forward, and Coach Luka Banky.
Interesting.
Okay. Efes is on a good run, so I like that.
It's a bold move.
What about you?
It's a bold move, Kropanchi. I like it. I traded Siobhan Shields just because he's playing against Madrid on the road, difficult game. I traded David McCormack, who's injured. I traded Lucic, who had a couple of bad games. And I traded Batsokas because I needed the money to put a cheaper coach. And that cheaper coach is Zeljko Obradovic. Alba Rule against Partizan comes off a really, really, really bad loss. They save a lot of players over the weekend. I expect them to be in full fervor mode against Alba and expect a big win. I'm getting Petrušev like everybody else. I'm getting Sorkin. And so far, I'm getting Poirier. If he happens to be injured, and we'll find out this over the week or over the days, the next few hours, actually, I'll trade him for Oturu, and then I'll put a probably upgrade in forward and not keep Sorkin. Somebody else. We'll see.
Should the Alba rule still be a thing at this point?
No, it shouldn't, because Alba is winning games. Same as Maccabi rule. Maccabi is in a four-game winning streak. They're eliminated, but they're playing with pride. So not a good idea. Basiliki, what do you have?
But then again, I have to point out that Alba made really difficult the life of Panathinaikos, but lost to Würzburg in the domestic league. They're 13th in the domestic league, so there are a lot of ups and downs. So for someone, the Alba rule may still apply, but I didn't go with this one this time. I traded Coach Mateo because I'm not really sure about the game against Armani, and even if Real wins, I don't think it will be a blowout win. So I got Yannis Feropoulos instead. Red Star is playing Virtus. They really need to win to keep their hopes alive. So I think that's a logical choice. I hope it will pay off. As I said, I traded Wade Baldwin and I got Elijah Bryant instead because I need the player, a good player from T2, and I couldn't afford Larkin. So I went to my best option, the second best option, which was Elijah Bryant. I also traded Nikola Kalinic, and I had to get Cavalier from Paris because he was super cheap and I couldn't afford anything more. And I also traded Brian Dunstan from Žalgiris to get Daniel Theis, whom I wanted to get last week and I wasn't sure if he's going to play. And we had a game on Tuesday and Monaco was playing on Thursday and it was too much of a gamble. So I stayed out of that. And now Tyce is on my team. He has been averaging 25.2 fantasy points in the last three games. All three games, apart from the first one, he played in the EuroLeague when he joined Monaco. So I think that's a good choice right there.
Yeah, I second that choice. And I had him 2 weeks ago. I was already all in on Tyce, and then I cut him last week because of that injury scare. But I think that we were talking about centers before. He is one of the centers that especially 12.9 credits, everyone should be giving some thought to.
Yeah, his performance has to go down at some point, but it doesn't look like it's going to be soon. I mean, he's hitting too many three-point shots. He's getting a lot of open looks, a lot of dunks. I guess that people will adjust to him at some point, but not right now. So it's a good move.
For 1 second, I thought you were trying to ruin my choice there. No, then again...
It's all right. It's all right. I like it. All right.
Okay, so let's go have a look.
Okay, I'll start first. My turn one players are Carson Edwards. Should be scoring like crazy. Lakic may see more minutes if the game against Alba is what I expect. Alfa Diallo, of course, Vezenkov. Sergio Yul, who has been playing amazing in the last 3 weeks or so. And Mustafa Fall.
Respect.
Yeah, absolutely. And turn two, I have four backup options. Marcus Howard, Roman Sorkin, Poirier and Petrusev, with Obradovic as head coach. Vasiliki, what do you have?
So, starting both Tyce and Fall, with my centers, have Vezenkov, of course, and I'm keeping Vladimir Lucic because I couldn't trade him. I'm not very sure if he's going to produce as much, though. Dario Brizuela, who was outstanding against Zalgiris, he had 23 fantasy points. My sixth player is Ignas Brazdeikis, who has also stepped up lately for Zalgiris. Matt Strazel, still on my team, not doing so great lately. So I don't know if he's going to be there until the end, but we will see about that. Cavalier from Paris, Juan Chernagomez, and Elijah Bryant, my T2 players who will probably get in the starting lineup after the games on Tuesday, and for my coach, Jan Sferopoulos.
Yeah, I have some similarities to that lineup, and one thing that you did, which I also have, is I have two centers turn one in Fall and Tyce. I recommend that people, when it's possible, do that. It makes it a lot easier to make your decision if you have to drop one of them, you know who did better. I also have Vezenkov at forward in turn one. I've got Wade Baldwin, I've got Brazdeikis, and I've got Jakubu Uttara. And my options for turn two are Roman Sorkin, Juan Jordan Gomez, Marcus Howard, and Filip Petrusev. And I'm confident in my team.
Yeah.
I like Vasiliki's choice of Brizuela. He's playing really well. He had also 20 points over the weekend. And for 8.4 credits, I mean, I recommended him in the fantasy tips that should go out today. And the only reason why I didn't trade for Brizuela is because I didn't trade any guard. But if it wasn't his, my number one choice at this price is a steal right now in the game, Brizuela. Anyway, let's see the captains. Frankie, who do you have?
I got Vezenkov turned one. There's no question about it. I'm pretty confident that I'll stay with him. But if not, then Wancho would be the turn two backup.
I'm in exactly the same position. And I was in the same position last week. Vezenkov had 22, so I had second thoughts. Should I do it or should I don't do it? But then again, I thought that Panathinaikos was playing against Alba. Maybe it was an easy game and he didn't play that much. I didn't alter my coach. I stayed with Vezenkov, which was the best move. But we will see about this week.
Wait, I had none who did better with the win as captain than Vezenkov, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing everything right, I'm doing everything wrong. I get it. All right, now my captain is best for press, of course. I have Vezenkov as turn one, like pretty much everybody else. And I have Petrusev as turn two. I mean, I really think he's going to have a really good game. So maybe it's a good choice. So, but I expect Vezenkov to step up again. I mean, he comes off a EuroLeague loss against Zvezda. He's not going to let that slide easily, so I expect a big game from Best.
And then again, Frankie, I think you have some wise advice for people who are watching us for round 32.
Well, yeah, I just think we're focusing on our teams for round 31, but we all have to think about it. It's a double week. There won't be another episode. And when you're making your moves for round 31, it's wise to think about 32. So there's four teams that have two home games this week, which could be meaningful. They are Fenerbahce, Asvel, FS, and Zvezda. Four teams that have two road games and they have to travel, except for Baskonia. I think both games are Istanbul, but Virtus, Paris, and Jalgiris are traveling, so that's something to keep into consideration. And then there's four teams, and I've mentioned some of them before, that have an extra day rest. So when you look at round 32, that's a significant advantage, and that's Fenerbahce, which will play against Baskonia, Real Madrid, which will play at Zvezda, Alba Berlin, which will play against Virtus, and Paris, which will visit Panathinaikos. So things to pick. I don't know if the Alba rule, like I said before, we should count it anymore. It's something to take into consideration. Maybe you want to go with Alba's head coach in round 32. There's a lot of pieces to fit together. What do you guys think? Any thoughts on the matchups you like for round 32? Coaches, players?
Well, it's difficult, but I'm a big fan of players playing back-to-back home games. So I'm going to go to the teams that play, especially on Friday. I'm going to consider them for sure.
Right. So I'll just point out that one team that plays back-to-back home games and plays on Friday with an extra day's rest is Fenerbahce with Wade Baldwin.
You really wanted to say that to close the episode. Okay, Frankie. Let's wrap it up.
I'm not training for guys. One thing that I want to say before we finish is that this is the last double round of the regular season, because the next double round is the playoffs. We're coming in, let's say, less than a month. It's 3 weeks' time. So are you excited?
Of course we are.
All right.
We'll leave for playoffs and Final Four action.
All right. Well, Frankie, wrap it up. It's been a good week for you guys, but I hope I can catch up. And by the time we talk and round 32 is over, I'll have a different face in fantasy, because it's painful.
We're all rooting for you a little bit, Javi.
A little bit. A tiny bit.
It's going to be a great week of basketball, 4 days or four nights of games, all of them impacting not only the Early Fantasy Challenge podcast, but the race for the postseason. This week's Rivalry Series games are, first in round 31, Fenerbahce against Paris, and in round 32, Zvezda against Real Madrid. You don't want to miss those games. All those games and all 18 games this week are available on your Early TV, so make sure to tune in. Besides that, we remind you that this podcast is available not only here on YouTube, but also on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And we ask you to comment on the podcast, share them, tell your friends about it, ask us questions on social media, and we'll be back here next week. Good luck, everybody.